Hi, I'm Carrie Brown, and you're listening to the Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. Having spent more than 40 years as Greensboro's top community leader, 80-year-old Jim Melvin is chasing the biggest project of his life with no plans to retire. WFDD contributor Justin Catanoso writes about Melvin's leadership in the region in this week's Triad Business Journal, and he joins me now. Welcome, Justin.
Hello, Carrie.
Jim Melvin has been the forefront of business leadership in the Triad for a long time. What puts him in the news now?
Well, quite frankly, the mega site. And this is something that we've talked about in this program a good bit over the past year. And that's this quest to put together some 1,400 acres in Randolph County with access to the interstate and to railroads that has the opportunity to attract a major auto manufacturer and all the thousands of jobs that come with it. Now, we know that this process is going on, but the news this week is really the role that Jim Melvin is playing on behalf of the Piedmont Triad Partnership in driving this project, not in assembling the land, other people are doing that, but really in the important work of lobbying the folks in Raleigh, starting with the governor, but also the leaders in the legislature, to make them get comfortable with this project so they would be willing to invest in it. North Carolina is the only state in the South without an auto manufacturer, and the Triad wants to be ready for it, and that's why Jim Melvin is pushing this mega site.
He's lobbying lawmakers for this project.
Yeah.
You know, do you think his efforts will be successful?
Well, he says they will be. And again, he's not doing this all by himself. But Jim Melvin is sort of driving this train. He's sort of the key lobbyist for the partnership in Raleigh. It's a tough nut to swallow. They've got $100 million just in infrastructure costs to get this site ready. But to get it ready for a major auto manufacturer to acquire all this land is going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. Some of this money will come privately, but most of it needs to come from the state. And they've got a big argument to make.
Why is he the right guy to do all of this?
He was the mayor of Greensboro when he was in his late 30s. 1971 to 1981, he was deemed, you know, one of the best mayors in Greensboro history. So successful that they named City Hall after him. And his career has gone up from then. You know, he was the head of a major savings and loan in Greensboro for years until that fell apart in the early 90s. But to answer your question, his power base right now, and the reason why he's the right person to be pushing something like this, is because of the job he's held for the last 18 years as the head of the Bryan Foundation in Greensboro. He's had $90 million there to spend, primarily in Greensboro, for a variety of projects. But that kind of money and those kinds of connections really equal influence and power.
Justin, what are some other projects besides this mega site that he's involved with?
Well, if you look at the Bryan Foundation, they have spent $90 million. They have a $90 million endowment right now, but they've spent $90 million primarily in Greensboro since their founding in 1996. The Newbridge Bank Ballpark, I mean, the Bryan Foundation made that happen. The law school, Elon's Law School downtown, is there because Jim Melvin wanted it to be there. He raised the money, and Bryan Foundation money went into that. So the Bryan Foundation in Greensboro has had an enormous impact on that community in the last 18 years.
Is there another Jim Melvin in the Triad?
Yeah, I think there is. You know, every business community has its big leaders. And you think about Kelly King and Don Flo and Winston-Salem. You think about Nito Cobain and High Point. And obviously, Jim Melvin has his peers in Greensboro as well. But no one has been on the scene as long as Jim Melvin and has had the influence and the connections for as long as he has. I mean, really, for more than 40 years, he's been the guy. And this is something that we talked about. Has he done it for too long? Has he kept other leaders from springing up? And he says, yeah, it's possible. But who else has $90 million at the disposal to make things happen? And he says, you know, if not me, who? So it's an interesting question. He has his critics, but he has a lot of allies, too, and he's not eager to step aside.
At 80 years old, Justin, how long can he keep this going?
He's going to go as long as he can. You know, his idol and his mentor is Joseph Bryan, who stayed pretty active and pretty vital right up until he died at age 99. I don't know that Jim's got another 20 years in him. He might. He says that he can't imagine anything worse than getting up in the morning and not having something important to do. He loves being the point guy on this mega site project. It gives him sort of a reason to be excited every single day, and he's really determined to see it through. You know, he says the ideal end for him is to finish a day's work and like not make it to the car. I don't know if that's what's going to happen with Jim Melvin, but he's not going away anytime soon.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Carrie.
More of Justin Catanoso's story and more breaking business news from the region is available in the Triad Business Journal online at triadbizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Carrie Brown.